and Christians from all across our beautiful country. And on this episode, I'm joined by Jessica Links. So Jessica Links is an R&B singer based in Washington.
Welcome to the program, Jessica Links.
Thank you so much, KIP. How are you?
I'm all right.
Awesome.
So for the people that are watching us who do not know you, who is Jessica Links?
Okay, so Jessica Links is an international multi-genre artist, producer, advisor, actor, model. Yeah.
When did you start your music career?
My career kicked off in late 2014. And since then, I've been coming and coming.
Okay. Like from 2014 to today, how has been your journey? How can you describe your journey this far?
I'd say I'm really doing good, I'd say, because in the beginning, you know, it was hard and everything. You know, we were not really like stable. We didn't know what we really wanted. But right about now, I'd say, yeah, we're heading there. We get into what we want.
From 2015 up to today, it's been more than 6 years. What has been the highlight of your career from the time that you started making music?
Okay. It's Sungo Champita.
Like, what can you look back to and say, that was the highlight of my career?
That was when, in 2019, when I dropped Rumah Ni Rumah.
Okay.
Yeah, Rumah Ni Rumah. That was in 2019 when I dropped Rumah Ni Rumah with Choose International.
Yeah.
And then also in 2020, January, when I dropped Panona.
Okay.
You know, it's been like wow for me. Yeah.
So those are some of the great moments that have happened in your career. What has been your lowest moment since you started making music?
My lowest moment?
Yeah.
My lowest moments were in the when I just started making music. You know, I was being denied airplay on radio. People were not really paying as much attention to me as they do now.
Okay.
You know, so it was really demotivating for me. Sometimes I would sit back in my room and be like, why am I even doing this in the first place?
Yeah, man.
You know, but if I sit now and look back, you know, it feels good to know that I never gave up and I'm, you know, here now.
What can you say has been your driving force? What has been your motivation to keep at it for all these years?
The reason that my driving force is God cannot give you something that you do not need.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? So if he gave me this, he gave it to me for a reason. And if I look at how many people I've inspired and how many things I've achieved throughout these years,
yeah, man.
I feel, why stop now?
Yeah, man.
You know, I why waste all these years just to stop now?
Yeah,
you
man.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
So in your music, I usually hear you say Mr. Bluetooth, Mr. Sexy. How did that come about?
Okay. So JC Kalinks, the Bluetooth. JC, these are my initials, Jones Chileche.
Okay.
And then Car Links, the KA stands for Kawe, and it also stands for the name that they used to call me back in high school. No, not back in high school, back in primary.
Yeah,
they used to tease me a lot because of my tooth, my cheeks tooth. So they used to call me Kalino.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you started to warn the negativity, didn't you?
Yeah.
You started
to like. I was like, okay, you know what? This same guy that you're calling Kalino, let me show you what he can do.
Yeah, man.
So I removed the O and I added the KS and JC Kalinks. Then the Bluetooth comes from, you know, I believe in energy.
Yeah,
you know,
man.
Sharing energies. And I can tell you for a fact, most of the people that I'm found with, we share the same energy. You know, I remember there was a time when I, back in primary, I used to go to school. You know,
yeah, man.
When you go to school, you go to a new school. I never needed to introduce myself to every single person because there's one person who asked me, what's your name?
Yeah, man.
Break time. When break time comes, the whole school will know my name. Everyone will be passing, they'll be calling me by my name. You know,
that
type of thing.
Yeah, man.
So it's been, that's where the Bluetooth comes from. And Mr. Sexy, well.
Yeah, Mr. Sexy. I want to find out that part.
Look at me, bro. just look at me. You know,
man.
I'm the sexiest man alive. And I don't need anyone's validation. On that
do the I ladies know. Do the ladies confirm
of
that?
Of course, yes. Of course, yes. Like, come on, man. Why wouldn't they confirm if I already confirmed it myself?
So here in your hometown, everywhere we've been, I've spent some time with you. Everywhere we've been, people already know you.
Yeah.
How do you manage to handle the popularity that you've gained here locally and your day-to-day life? How do you manage the two?
Okay, it's not easy because you have to keep up with how you dress, you know, how you attend to people when they approach you in public. But one of the things that I do is I think of it as, you know, I haven't really reached where I want to. So I will not let this little popularity distract me or anything. So it's one of those things where I just move with the vibe.
Yeah, you know, man.
I just move with the vibe. You know, yeah.
So it's a year 2021. What's new? in terms of the music?
What's new?
Yeah.
A lot, man. I'm thinking of big projects with a lot of big artists.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you guys should expect a lot of big things from me. Big videos, big artists on my songs, and just big songs in general.
Okay. Yeah. Have you released a full body of work, like something that people can listen to? A lot of artists nowadays are only releasing singles, but have you released a full project yet?
Yeah. Last year, 2020, that was on the 12th of December. I dropped an EP called Shadows on the Moon.
Okay.
Yeah, Shadows on the Moon. So you guys should go check it out. Shadows on the Moon, JC Kalinks.
And that was a response from the people.
It was marvelous.
How was it done?
It was amazing. I had like 1K views in just a few hours.
Okay, that's nice.
So it's motivating. You know, it's motivating knowing that people are eager to listen to the music.
Should we expect an EP this year?
This year, maybe an EP, maybe a mixtape, or an album.
Okay, that would be interesting.
Yeah.
You talked about big features. What are some of the artists, like the established artists that you are going to be working with? What collaborations should we expect this year?
Okay, so S. Roxy,
okay,
T-Boy, T-Lo himself, good friend of mine, Dimpo Williams,
okay,
Ty Ziggy, a lot, man.
In the recent past, we've seen almost each and every artist that is established in our country is being signed to one of the two major labels that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Are you willing to get signed, or are you going to do it independently?
Now, for now, my focus is just to do things independently, because I've been under labels before and I know what it takes.
Okay.
And all the things that an artist goes through. So I'm not really looking to that at the moment.
What are some of the cons? Like, what are some of, from your experience being signed under certain labels, what are some of the cons? Things that you would tell up-and-coming musicians and somebody that might be watching us who's about to get signed to a record label? What are some of the bad things that you found out in your time that you were signed to a record label?
Well, I can't really point out the bad things, because what might seem bad to me would actually look as an opportunity to other people.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't want to put other record labels out of business, because I'm also looking to open mind.
Yeah, man.
You know? But what I can just say is, as an artist, if you're looking to be signed, make sure you open your eyes. You know, because not everything that is brought to you on a silver platter is what it is.
Yeah, man.
You know, most of these record labels will just sign you because they know when you start making money, for them.
Okay.
You know, so it has to be a 50-50 thing where you are making as much as the label, or if you're not making as much as the label, but you're benefiting, you know what
I mean?
Not where you're the one who's just giving to the label. That's the thing.
So where can people find your music? The music that is already out, where can people find your music?
Okay, so you can find my music on Z Drums, Audio Mac, YouTube, the Network Zambia. You can also find it on, what's this, Reverb Nation. Just search on Google, everything will come.
Okay,
yeah.
So Jessica Links, we are just coming out of the pandemic, the coronavirus. Mm-hmm. How has that affected your career? The last 1 year has been hard on almost everyone that makes content.
Yeah.
How have you managed to maneuver, and how has that affected your career?
It has really affected me, because mostly as artists in Zambia, we really depend on shows, you know. And during this pandemic, we've not really had shows where we can say we've made money.
Yeah.
Because most of the time people would say, no, let's go virtual. Let's do what. We haven't really had shows where we make money as we were supposed to. So it's really affected me a lot, and the other artists as well. Yeah.
How have you managed to adapt to the changes that have come with COVID?
Okay. How can I put this? They say mathematics, eh? Mathematics has a solution, right?
Yeah, man.
So this pandemic that has come upon us has a solution as well. So what I looked at this as an opportunity as well, because most of the people will be home.
Yeah, man.
You know, they will not be out. They will not be doing anything. So I used it as an opportunity to put out my music, you know, so that people get to listen to me from home.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
and then when now the pandemic is done with, when I say we're going to have a show, they're definitely going to come, because they've been listening to my music all this while.
So what advice can you give to somebody that wants to come into this industry? Somebody that's just about to start a music journey. What advice can you give them? Somebody that's been in the music business for such a long time now.
Okay, so my advice is stay focused, be prepared for what's coming, because it's not all roses and stuff. There are a lot of thorns where we at, you know. There are a lot of backstabbers. There are a lot of people who are going to do things for you, because they just, how can I put this? They're only going to do things for you because it benefits them.
Okay.
You know, not really because it benefits you. So you have to open your eyes for such people. Yeah. look out for such people.
So if the people that are watching us right now that would want to collaborate with you, how can they reach you? Where can they find you on social media? What are your social media handles?
Okay, so my social media handles on Instagram is JC Kalings Official. On Twitter, it's JC Kalings Official. On Facebook, my page is JC Kalings Bluetooth. You already know what it is. And if you want to catch me on my email, yeah, you can catch me at jckalingsthebluetooth@gmail.com.
So as we come to the end of this exciting interview, any last words for our viewers?
Any last words? Watch out. Watch out for me.
So that was JC Kalings, my guest for this edition of the program. Remember to follow me on social media. It's DJ Keep Class Zambia on Facebook, Keep Classic on Instagram, and Mr. Keep Class on YouTube. And remember to subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is the Z Underground. Until the next time, stay blessed.